I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
BJ and Jamie.
Who is this on the line here?
Michelle. She was one of the folks that went with you guys on the Cayman Island trip.
Yeah.
She's got a hookup for the big boss at DIA.
Ooh.
Yeah. We totally brown nose.
Hey, Michelle.
What's up,
DJ? You know what we're trying to do here? Our big boss says he's headed back east. And asking me about parking, so I thought maybe Sean and I could get some inside action going here so that we can get brownie points, because we're working today for one thing, so that's brownie points. And if we can secure this guy some parking, then we're just heroes.
Awesome. Well, my husband is a DI sir, and so they have a small employee parking where you don't even have to have a pass for your car. And so he could probably hook them up.
Well, wait a minute.
And then...
Wait, you said probably. He could probably.
Well, if you call, if we have Rick talk to, is it Classman or who is it?
Well, I can't say.
Okay.
I can't say, but yeah.
Okay, so I can give you my husband's phone number, and then you guys can work it out. But
all right,
I know he can park there for free. It's just a matter of giving him directions to it and everything.
Oh, I got you. All right, Sean may be on this, okay? So I'm going to put Sean in Schmidl, who can't screw up anything.
Okay.
I mean, they're so solid.
Yeah.
You know,
thank you, Michelle. Great seeing you at Bar Bingo a few nights ago.
I know. We had a blast.
Yeah, great seeing you. All right. Take care.
Cool.
All right. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Right.
You know, I don't know if this is a good idea. What if? Here's what just hit me.
See where you're going.
What if our big boss, what if his car gets towed?
Right.
And he gets back from wherever he's going, back east, and he has no vehicle that they took it because he parked in an employee place with no sticker or anything on the car that says he's an employee. I don't know if I want to take that chance.
This reeks of a car thief scam.
Sure does.
Yeah, you know, like a ring. Like, hey, I got a great parking spot for you. And then before you know it, your car's been parted out.
Yeah, it seems a little shady. It does. I don't know if I want to go there. That's a big risk.
Yeah.
I think,
not with the boss. Maybe I might try it myself, sending the boss
we've
there.
We've got a couple of suggestions on here, like parking at the Pikes Peak lot.
Yeah.
And taking the shuttle over. That'll save you a little bit of, it won't save you time, but it'll save you some money. That the lots are full. I think we just take the bona fide information we have here and just tell him and let him make his own decisions instead of risking that he gets towed
or something else happens.
That would be ugly.
What about train to the plane?
I mean, we could
hear that's
fired.
Yeah.
We could get fired.
Yes, we could.
We get blamed.
Draw him a map to some secret parking space, and then he comes back, his car's gone.
Yeah.
I feel like we might get blamed for that.
I don't think he's going to take a train, though.
No, you don't think train to the plane?
I don't think
super reliable.
I don't think
I hear
train guy.
Super reliable.
Well, I don't know. That thing breaks down between Union Station and the airport quite often, doesn't it?
I would Lyft. That's what I would do.
Yeah, I think I'd do something else.
We had a Lyft driver text in, say he'd take him for free as long as he tips really, really, really big.
Yeah, well, the problem is he'd have to leave his car here and our parking lot's like a chop shop.
Yeah, it's no safer, is it?
No.
Some of the things we've seen in this lot.
Well, this lot here is no safer than being if you were downtown somewhere.
Yeah.
It's really bad. All right, speaking of cars, Ford made this announcement yesterday. They have filed for a patent application for a process that gets rid of a new car's smell.
What?
Yes.
Why would they do that?
Because the number one market for Ford is China. And I guess the Chinese, China, they don't like the smell of a new car. They hate it. How can that be?
Yeah, I didn't know that was a smell that they added to the new car. I just assumed it was a part of
it.
All
it is a part.
Of this, the
It's part of everything being new.
Fragrance of putting in there. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, leather, all the trim, everything in there that they put in the cars create the smell. And I guess the Chinese, the number one market in the world for Ford, says they can't stand the odor. It bothers them. They complain about it. And so Ford says, we're going to pull it. We're going to come up with a way to not have that new car smell. And if they do that for the U.S., I think that's why we buy a car, right? I mean, sure, you want the reliability, you need the transportation, but that new car smell.
And I've never been able to purchase a new car, so I've never experienced that new car smell. Yeah. So by the time I finally get to purchase one, there's not going to be a new car smell. That's not cool.
Well, at least Ford.
I mean,
go with somebody
else. Well, you know the other ones are going to fall in line.
I don't know. I think this is going to be such a disaster, they won't. By the way, here's how Ford says that they've got this patent application. They're basically just going to roll down the windows, let the car run, sit it in the sun, and eventually the smell will go away.
That's the plan?
That's what they said.
Wow.
I don't know about Ford right now.
I don't either. Hey, Mindy is on the line.
Oh, boy.
She is from DIA.
Yeah.
Ooh. And she has maybe a great suggestion.
Mindy?
Yes.
Lifesaver Mindy, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Well, we're trying to smooth, trying to kiss some butt around here. Our big boss is headed to the airport today, and he's so concerned about the parking out there.
I understand it is busy today. Yeah. I can tell you, I can't hook him up with free parking.
Oh, great!
But I can give him some tips.
Okay, tips.
There's a couple of options.
Well, hang on a second, Sean. You got your pen?
I got it.
Can you write this down, please?
Got it.
All right, we want to make sure we don't miss a tip. All right, go ahead, Mindy.
Thing.
All right.
So the first thing he could do if he wants some up-close parking, guaranteed spot, he can reserve a spot in our garage.
Reserve in garage.
That. Yep. You can do flydenver.com and go to parking and reserve a spot.
Yeah.
So he's guaranteed when he gets there, he'll have a parking spot.
Okay. Flydenver.com it is.
Yes.
Just afraid
now, the other option is, I know you mentioned Pikes Peak and Mount Elbert. Those are also good options.
Yeah.
That's only $8 a day, and we do have a new service out there for free bag drop.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, he can pull up, check his bag, get his boarding pass before he even parks, hop on the shuttle, and then go straight to security when he gets there. All so that would save some time as well.
Free baggage check. That's at Pikes Peak.
That's cool.
All right, I'm writing this down. Okay, so I heard about that service. It just kicked off, right?
That's right.
Now,
it just started earlier this month.
Mindy, I noticed you mentioned the price on the Pikes Peak, but on that premium lot, you didn't mention the price. What did we write in there?
It is. It's more expensive because it's covered, but it's $25 a day. But like
it's
I said,
covered.
You can reserve that spot and guarantee that you have one when you get there.
$25.
Like I said, if you're traveling for a longer period of time, the Pikes Peak lot is the perfect option.
Okay. Pikes Peak it is. Well, I don't know. I think he's money bags. I don't think he'll mind.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably not.
He's not like Sean and I.
No.
Yeah, $25 is our entire budget for the trip.
Totally. I wouldn't be able to eat.
Right. Well, maybe he can afford it and get covered parking in case it snows.
All right, Mindy.
Well, perfect.
Thank you at least for reaching out to us and giving Sean and I a chance to keep our jobs.
Yes.
We really appreciate it.
Thank you for taking my call. I appreciate it.
Yeah. Wow. And DIA, quickly here, let's mention, first of all, you guys are one of the best airports there is in the country. No doubt about it.
We are. Thank you.
And you're extremely, extremely busy. People need to get there early.
Yes, get there at least 2 hours early. And the good thing is there's plenty to do at the airport. We have great shops, restaurants. We have an awesome pet therapy program.
Yeah.
So if you're a little stressed out, you can find one of our
canines
that are out there. That's a very popular program. And then starting Friday, we're going to have free ice skating out there.
Oh, good. Ooh. We're going to skate, are we?
That's right.
Very, very cool. Do you still have the goat yoga?
We don't this year, but we are planning something for January. So be ready for another surprise out at the airport.
Did something go bad with the goat?
Not at all. It was actually very popular.
I just thought maybe one like pooped on somebody or something. I'm just saying something minor. I mean, nothing major, just something minor that might have cost the program.
No, we're just trying to mix it up and do something different so we can keep a surprise out there.
I got to tell you, that goat yoga was kind of wacky.
It was great.
Yeah, you might want to bring that back.
I love it. People love it.
You might want to bring it back. It's wacky.
Do that.
All right. Mindy, thank you so much. DIA. Awesome.
Thank you. Happy holidays.
You too. Thank you.
DJ and Jamie.
Weekday mornings on Alice.
105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.